Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Daryl Peel. We're talking feeder cattle and corn prices in just a moment.
It's the 67th annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Convention and Trade Show, July 19th and 20th at the Embassy Suites in Norman. Convention speakers include NCBA's Jennifer Houston, Cattlemen Beef Board Chair Chuck Coffey, and opening session keynoter Congressman Frank Lucas. And this year's trade show will be bigger and better than ever. Registration information available on the website at okcattlemen.org. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Convention and Trade Show, July 19th and 20th in Norman.
When you see feral rye rearing its ugly head over your wheat, you know your yields are in trouble. Feral rye not only steals nutrients and moisture, it takes money right out of your wallet. That's why you need the Coaxium Wheat Production System, driven by Aggressor Herbicide. It wipes out grassy weeds. Go to coaxium.com to find Coaxium varieties near you. Coaxium.com. Coaxium. Cleaner fields. Higher yields. It's almost certain that we won't produce as many bushels of corn this year as we did the last couple of growing seasons. That means higher feed costs for beef cattle. Livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel says we do know one thing, that higher feed costs will put pressure on feeder cattle values.
Well, it certainly is it's a factor. You know, there's no question it's going to be somewhat higher than we thought just a few weeks ago. Feeder cattle markets are reflecting that to some extent. I think there's more going on in the feeder markets as well. We had a very fairly steep futures market correction over the last 8 weeks or so. Arguably, we went from, on the futures side, too high to probably too low. So some of what we're seeing now is kind of a bounce back from maybe an overdone correction to the downside. And that combined with the uncertainty and the level of pressure from feed prices has put these big feeder cattle markets in a counter-seasonal move lower this summer. They typically move higher through the summer. We normally look for them to peak here in the next month or so. And what we're seeing now may be a chance for these markets to kind of pick back up that summer trend, albeit at a lower level than we earlier thought, but we could still see a little bit of that seasonal move here over the next few weeks.
And Daryl, I know one of the decisions that our cow-calf folks are going to have to make in regards to their current calf crop, are they going to hang on to it and maybe do retained ownership, or perhaps go ahead and market those calves on time or even early?
Well, I think there's several considerations for producers thinking about early weaning from a cow-calf perspective, and they really are both production and marketing considerations. In terms of weaning early, that's going to fit into, kind of how you view current calf markets relative to the feeder markets. We just sort of indicated that there may be some potential for hanging on to these calves in a stocker or backgrounding sense beyond weaning and putting a little weight on them. That's one consideration. The other one from a production side, of course, is if you're going to early wean those calves, then that's going to make some forage available that wasn't there. And so, one of the questions you have to answer is sort of what's the other use of that, or what's another use of that, and is there a better use of that than perhaps leaving those calves out there to a more typical weaning time. So I think there's a number of factors out there. And again, this summer period's been a little challenging. Cattle markets have been kind of looking for direction a little bit, trying to sort out all of these factors. And certainly we keep an eye on these feed markets in particular in terms of whether or not the timing of moving these weaning calves looks better at weaning or perhaps a little bit after weaning with some additional backgrounding weight put on those cattle.
Daryl, clearly we've got a lot of moving parts here when it comes to this this cattle market as we head toward the fall season, that third quarter. And for that cattle producer, I guess the old adage of trying to put a pencil to it makes a lot of sense here in 2019.
That's right, and that's kind of the nature of that whole stocker backgrounding sector anyway, whether you're buying those animals in a commercial stocker backgrounding sense or whether you're looking at retaining ownership of raised calves. It's one of those things I always tell producers, you can figure it out, but it doesn't stay figured out, so you got to figure it out ever again. And this is a really dynamic period where that's certainly going to be true.
Oklahoma State University's Extension livestock market economist, Dr. Daryl Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.